I'm Colleen Phelps, and I'm becoming an expert in video conferencing. Oh yeah, and this is Classically Speaking. Expert is a strong word. In fact, I'm not really using Zoom or FaceTime for that many work meetings at all. Lucky me. But I have, in the last month, been invited to an unprecedented number of virtual happy hours. I know I'm not alone in this. So to continue Classically Speaking's mission to document this unprecedented time in music history, I went to a happy hour expert.
A happy hour expert.
Harpist Kirsten Agresta Copley.
That's an interesting new title for me.
Kirsten is a classical harpist and composer, but she also covers a lot of pop music. She's been a harpist for High Tea at the St. Regis in New York for decades, and she's had recurring happy hour gigs in Nashville too. So I sought out her expertise in this matter. Now that people are having Zoom happy hour, what are your suggestions for how to make that a fun experience?
Well, I think the key word there is fun. I mean, it is happy hour after all, and everybody needs relaxation right now and some way of letting off steam and chilling out and having a good time, even if you're quarantined at home, right?
How are you making music right now?
I'm doing a lot of live streaming, and I started actually my own series on Facebook called Songs in the Key of Quarantine.
Here's a sample of Kirsten's Songs in the Key of Quarantine. One thing she's great at is checking in with everyone who's listening, saying hello, and taking requests.
I have about 10 songs for you guys today. This is one of my favorites. I would say favorites of all time, and it's a beloved song.
I basically have been doing my arrangements of cover songs and, you know, keeping it mostly in the pop and rock spectrum for that particular series. But I'm also rehearsing songs from my latest album, Around the Sun, with my effects pedal, because I have a live stream that I'm doing on next Monday at 7 p.m. Central Time for riverofcalm.com. And it's a wonderful online radio station that that streams calming music, which, you know, we all need right now. So I'm making music in that way. I'm also doing a lot of composing and trying to do some more of my own solo compositions. Just doing as much as I can productively.
That's interesting, because I sort of hear two ends of a spectrum generally from musicians, that they're either completely blocked and unproductive and just trying to get through this time, or they've sort of hunkered down and really been able to get through a lot. Where do you fall in that?
I think I fall somewhere in the middle, to be honest. I think every day is different. I mean, we're facing new challenges and ones that are uncharted. So, you know, on any given day, I can sit down and feel like I have something to say musically. And on other days, yes, I feel completely blocked and like I don't want to do anything, but I try to find joy in creating, and I attempt really hard to be musical in some productive way every day.
What have you been listening to when you listen to music?
Interestingly, I've been doing a lot of listening to other artists right now, because I actually curate playlists for Spotify, Apple Music, and Pandora. So I've been listening to submissions from other artists for a platform that I take submissions on. And it's been really interesting to see what people are writing during this time. And like you said, you know, whether they choose to create something uplifting, or if they're really going for a more somber tone, and it's been very interesting to listen to the striking differences between those two.
Spotify has actually reported noticeable changes in listener behavior since social distancing started. The platform has said that playlists for kids have seen a bump in listening, as well as anything that's labeled relaxing or chill. Calm down and keep the kids happy. I get that, and this certainly fits. It's off of Kirsten's own Spotify from her ambient album Around the Sun, a piece called Water Lilies.
I I think the most concerning thing for musicians is when we're going to be able to play live again. And playing in front of a group of people, whether that be 10, 50, or 5,000. I think, you know, the online platform is a really different beast. You know, without the energy of a live audience, it's very different. And it's I think that's a big concern. I think that all of us want the opportunity to play in front of an audience again. And what that's going to look like is unknown. And I think that's a really unsettling thing about this time.
Like a lot of freelancers, Kirsten is looking at those gigs, especially the St. Regis, with New York being a virus hotspot, with a lot of uncertainty.
I don't know what it's going to look like by the summer, by the fall. You know, it's I don't think anyone does. And so we shall see.
What is making you happy right now?
I feel very fortunate that I live in a place where I have an outdoor space where I can go out and sit outdoors and appreciate the nice weather that we're currently having for the last 2 days anyway in Nashville. And I think one of the things that's been really exciting here at my house is that my husband and I have been recording a lot of duo videos together, and we've been sharing them on social media. And we're revisiting an old project of ours that we started in New York City, and it got backburnered over time. And we really have never had an opportunity, just because of our own individual schedules, to work on it. And now we do. So that's been really fun. And it's been exciting for us to play together and to, you know, we're quarantined together and we're trying to make the best of our time together too.
The same day I spoke with Kirsten, she and Mark formally released the first piece of that collaboration, which they're calling Harp and Plow, after the poetry book by J.D. Canning. Their tagline? What happens when a blues-based guitarist, singer, and songwriter and a classically trained harpist, who happen to be married, sit down and start jamming together? Here's the answer.
You know, I've been seeing a lot of photos and videos of people playing with their pets and posting videos of themselves with their pets. And I think I just read somewhere that a lot of the shelters are actually empty because so many people have been adopting animals right now. And I think that's amazing. And that's given me a lot of joy because I'm an animal lover and I have a dog that I love to pieces. And it's always fun for me to see that people have the time now to like spend that time with their whole family, including the furry ones.
Did you read the story about the dog that sprained his tail?
No.
It was right at the beginning of quarantine, and there was a family that had to take their dog to the vet because he stopped wagging his tail, and the vet was like, he wagged so hard that he sprained it.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
He was so happy.
I have to look that up. That's great.
Classically Speaking is a production of Nashville Public Radio's 91 Classical. The show is edited by Anita Bug and engineered by Carl Peterson. I'm Colleen Phelps, sending my best to you in this strange time in music history. All of the music from this episode is available on pretty much every download and streaming platform you can think of. And you can find Kirsten Agresta Copley's series, Songs in the Key of Quarantine, by searching out Kirsten on Facebook. Thanks for enjoying your backstage pass to classical music. Classically Speaking.